Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Smart guys, you got us.
That's us, man. Covino and Rich CNR on FSR. Hope you're having a great Friday, trying to make it a little better. Having fun here in for Dan Patrick. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app if you're listening there. If you're listening in the future.
Hey, future
on the
boy.
Podcast. What's up, future guy or gal? Remember to subscribe for free. Covino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcasts. Brought to you by the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Of course, we come to you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. I'm in Union, New Jersey, actually, visiting family right now. That's Rich Davis, Spotty, Lohenkron, Perfett, Ethan Miller, all on the west side. The whole crew's here. Casual Friday, last hour. We're going to tell you about what to watch this weekend, the must-watch games, little weekend hobnobbing, taking you to Teaser Town. But right now, drinking for New Year's.
Yeah. It's amateur move. People love to say drinking on New Year's Eve. What do you always hear people say? So, it's amateur night. Is it amateur night? Do you look at it as the person that goes out and goes all in on New Year's Eve? That's the person that is not the usual partier.
No, I'm not going to ever hate on anyone living life and having fun. You don't know what people went through, the tough year they may have had, the excitement they may feel about a clean slate, about a new year, about their resolution that they're not going to keep anyway. So, you know, people having fun, I'm not going to hate on that. But I will say, acting like a fool on television, acting like a fool in real life, I don't subscribe to. You know, I said this, I believe, on day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick. I grew up watching heroes like Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
He always said in his famous right guard commercials, never let him see you sweat. Never let him see you sweat. And I sort of live by those words, meaning like never act the fool.
Yeah. See, I dislike that about you. It's one of my few.
It's not that I don't have fun.
No,
it's not
true.
That I don't drink and I don't participate. I'm never a clown. I'm not the guy making a fool of himself because look, there have been moments. You don't want to get trashed and then wake up the next day regretting how you wrapped up the last year and started the new one. And I've done that before.
I don't trust it.
I don't trust
that.
I woke up in a bed next to somebody and said,
whoa,
barf. What did I do last night?
Who are you?
Hey, now.
You think that's the way you want to start off your new... I don't recommend it based on experience.
All right, well, you
not
know,
from a judgmental standpoint.
I want to make a
from
list.
Experience.
Can we make a list? I want to make a list of the people. follow me here. I want to make a list of the people you don't trust based on a characteristic, because I got a few I wrote down based on what you just said. I don't trust someone that I've never seen drunk or high. If I've never seen you drunk or high once
No. I've never said that I'm not drunk or I'm not buzzed. You just won't know it because I don't act like a clown.
I've had friends tell me, they're like, yo, we've hung and partied with Covino a lot. Vegas, New York, Miami, everywhere. Ethan, you just got back from Miami.
Right, yeah.
What a party place.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you on that one. But, like, I feel like it, when I'm not drunk or high, I'm more trustworthy. So I'm missing something.
It's fair. No, what I'm saying is if someone's always so composed, I'm like, it's almost like, what are you doing? What are you hiding? What's up with you? Like, Covino, I've seen you drink and have fun. I'm saying I've never seen, I'm not saying don't be a sloppy moron, but I feel like you always cut yourself off right before I feel like you're about to be fun.
Because I'm an adult. You know your limits. Don't you know your limits?
That's sort of the fun. No, I don't.
It's like that graphic t-shirt. It's like that graphic t-shirt Rich used to wear in the early 2000s that said "Endless Limits."
Endless Limits.
I mean, I would buy shirts. I would never have a clue what the shirt said because graphic t-shirts, you just bought them. Endless Limits. So
Endless Limits.
Never
Mr.
seeing
Mr. Unlimited.
Never seeing someone drunk or high is one of those like, huh? I've never seen you drunk or high. What are you all about? Let me give you another one. I don't know if I trust someone that has never been dumped. If I meet someone in the dating world or a friend, male,
you know,
female,
Rich,
anyone.
You've never been humbled.
Yeah, anyone that's never been dumped. I'm like, you've never been dumped? Nope, never been dumped. Yeah, I've never been dumped. Yo, that girl or guy that's never had their heart broken, I can't relate to them. I feel like something's wrong.
All right.
And what about this one? In sports, I have a hard time feeling like the transition will be easy for a player that has never lost. Happens every couple of years where there's a guy drafted. I think there was this. Was it Cam Newton, Trevor Lawrence? Like there have been players that on a high school or collegiate level never lost.
Wait,
and then what happens
things?
Is,
go ahead.
I was going to say, that's a characteristic where it's like, if you never lost on any level, then you're thrown into the NFL or the NBA or somewhere. And it's like, clearly, if you're a top draft pick, you're going to lose a lot. I wonder how that person deals with that. So if you've never lost, if you've never been dumped, and I've never seen you a little intoxicated, I have a hard time believing in you. That's what it comes down to.
Wow. Things you can't trust. Ready? Never trust a fart. I've, again, learned from experience.
Yeah. Cool.
Never trust a big butt and a smile. I learned that from Belle Biv DeVoe.
It's true. Never trust a big butt and a smile.
And I can say this because I'm slightly vato loco forever. Never trust a Mexican that says, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Because it's not.
Are you sure?
Okay.
I don't think it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, never trust a guy on vacation that runs like the snorkeling or the parasailing when he's like, oh, no. He tells you it's fine. Like, it looks like this little... the safety strap is a little loose. It's good. Never trust excursion people on a resort. Anything else you want to add to the list before we move on? Who don't you trust?
Never trust the amount of time the Uber says it's going to arrive in.
It's a good one.
If it says 4 minutes, it's really like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Never trust.
Now, the reason Rich even brings this up is because Ryan Seacrest announced that he's not going to drink. And I have to be honest, I know Anderson Cooper is having a blast doing his countdown, having fun, but to me, he loses all credibility, and I'm not trying to be the party pooper. Have fun.
Sounds like it.
No, dude. I mean, you got to have a level of professionalism where you're still doing your job. He acts like a clown.
Now, I know that here on Fox Sports Radio, I don't think, Spot, remember the FCC training we had to take?
Of course I do. I paid attention to it.
Maybe I didn't pay as close attention as you did, so. Are we allowed to drink on the air?
No.
No.
That's a no-go.
Really?
It's a no-go.
See, when we were on SiriusXM.
Again, it's theater of mind, I'm not saying that nobody, ever does it, but, you're not supposed to be advertising that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, when we were on SiriusXM, I don't think there's, rules, really. So we would be on red carpet events. I would get pretty buzzed. let's say we're at a ESPN or Fox Sports or Rolling Stone or Playboy party at a Super Bowl. Spot, you would be handing Covino and I drinks while you were producing on the red carpet.
I mean, you would be demanding them.
That's and by the way, you know what would happen by the end of those broadcasts?
Fun?
I'd be slurring. Yes. I mean, like, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I know there's standards, but I bring this up just real quick because I know we'll all be celebrating in some capacity on New Year's Eve, a couple days away. Ryan Seacrest advocates against on-air drinking after Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper's New Year's Eve diss last year. And I'm like, what's the diss? I don't remember this, but apparently when he was pretty buzzing, when he was pretty hammered, Andy Cohen made fun of Seacrest. And yeah, last year at one point, Andy Cohen pointed to Seacrest behind them and said, look at Seacrest and those group of losers when he was drinking.
I mean, that's funny. I find that hilarious, but like, I think in high pressure situations or moments where you're supposed to be a professional, I just want to be my absolute best. Well, I don't want
to. Andy Cohen said that in those moments on a special like New Year's Eve, he wants to be stupid, drunk, and feeling it, where Seacrest says, in fact, I'm not going to drink. I need to keep it professional.
Yeah. I mean, some people like it, you know, the professionalism.
You know what it is? It's like sports.
Not
Ethan.
Here.
It's like sports.
I mean, not me either, but I'm just saying.
It's like sports where Covino, it's funny because Covino wants to be all professional with broadcasters on New Year's Eve, but you're the first guy to say, we cover sports. And part of why Covino and I do what we do is we're like, we like to have fun, you know, goof around because it's sports. The people watching sports are guys just busting chops and having fun. Meanwhile, when there's sports reporters and analysts that are all suited up with mustaches, Covino, you're the first guy to be like, they're not reflective of who they're talking to.
Yeah, but there's a difference between having fun, which is what we do all the time.
Who are the people on New Year's Eve talking to? A bunch of drunk people.
Yeah, but there's a difference between fun and buzzed and then just outright sloppy. And sloppy is a credibility killer.
Okay, I can back you up.
You know that. Think of any holiday party. You know the idiot that got too drunk. Nobody at the office ever forgot that.
No, there was a guy that we, at our old job, he got drunk at a holiday party, and everyone took a picture of his, like, limp, drunk body. Like, people were taking pictures of, like, their ass on the guy's head. Like
a holiday party.
Yeah, holiday party's gone wrong. But, hey, just enjoy your New Year's Eve. I just figured I'd throw it out there that if you're watching while you're having fun with friends and family, that Seacrest will be stone cold sober and Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper will be wrecked.
Hey, drink and have fun responsibly. That's all.
Be responsible.
Don't act the fool is my sort of take on that.
That's it.
And we're going to take you to Teaser Town a little bit. But I know you also wanted to talk about, how bad do you want your team to win? Again, our number is 877-99 on Fox, or you could hit us up on social media at Covino and Rich, at Rich Davis, at Steve Covino.
All right, it's a hypothetical that's open-ended, and this is where we want you guys to chime in and have fun with us. 877-99 on Fox, like Covino said, in for Dan Patrick. I hear a lot of people talk about, I would do anything for my team to win. You know, my team hasn't won in decades. Trust me, I'm a Mets fan. I'm living off the memories of Gary Carter's perm and Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry and Howard Johnson's mustache and Timmy Tuffle shuffle. So I'm living off of 80s memories as a Mets fan. There's a lot of people that are living off the memory of their team winning. Like, oh, if you're a Pirates fan, you're thinking about, you know, Willie Stargell. Like, you know, teams go through time periods where no one delivers. If you're an NFL fan, there's teams that have never won the Super Bowl. And then there's teams that, oh, yeah, they were, like, if you're a Bears fan, you're still doing the Super Bowl shuffle, aren't you?
You're still stuck in 85.
You're wearing Jim McMahon, Bret the Hitman Hart sunglasses. You're stuck in the time when your team did something. So when you say, how bad do you want your team to win?
By the way, hold on. Based on the Super Bowl shuffle, that was just so bold where they had to win. Don't you get that same vibe from Ethan's Eagles? Ethan's Eagles were so bold, they put out a Christmas album this year.
It was fantastic, by the way.
And it was great. But I feel like when you sort of make that leap into the forefront like that and you're putting albums out,
yeah,
you're putting extra pressure on yourself like, well, now you got
to
win.
Ethan, do you compare your Eagles Christmas album to the Super Bowl shuffle as far as like, yo, we're so cocky that we're great, we're putting out an album?
We're so bad, we know we're good.
It's so good, I came in here listening to it.
Whoa.
I thought that was the end of your sentence.
Whoa.
No. It was. Oh.
It was so good.
Honestly, I'm going to start listening before I go to bed.
It's a beautiful Christmas album. The
Jordan
Eagles,
Mailata and Jason Kelsey.
They're really good. But I ask you this: pose the question, and we'll go around the room, and we'll see. How bad do you want your team to win? I'll throw a couple out there.
Is this like a what would you do for a Klondike bar sort of question?
Sort of, but you can replace Klondike bar with a championship.
A shaven eyebrow.
And by the way, who buys Klondike bars?
It's one of those that you'll eat, but you've never sought out.
They're great.
Spot and I, one of the old places we worked, had their freezer was filled with Klondike bars. And I think that's the only
time. And Choco Tacos.
And I thought it was the only time I've ever had one.
Who buys Lorna Doone cookies? Is your name Lorna Doone?
So I ask you, well, I'll give you a couple to you right now. You're a big Yankees fan. They have not won in 13 years. I know that because your daughter is 13, and she was born the day after the Yankees won the World Series, right?
Yeah, I celebrated in the hospital 13 years ago. I think the fun fact, which is the not-so-fun fact, it's the first decade where the Yankees didn't show up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's I remember telling you at that time, 13 years ago, I said, Covino, you became a dad, and your team won the World Series within 2 days. This is the peak of your life. Oh, it really was. I was like, yeah. You became a dad, and your Yankees won the World Series. You had literally the best week ever.
Yeah. No, and it's been a while, for sure.
All right, so here's what would you do, question one. I'll get, Spot said it jokingly. Would you shave an eyebrow? If I said shave one of your eyebrows, and the Yankees won the World Series.
No question.
You would?
Yeah, no question.
You'd shave both.
Would you shave both eyebrows and pencil them in?
But I'll tell you what. Here's the,
he
the
does that anyway.
Catch to that, right? Back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Might have been in the late 1900s, in fact.
Ooh.
I dated a girl who insisted that I fix my eyebrows, right? I didn't have an Anthony Davis going on or anything like that. But she's like, you got to get them waxed. And this is like, you know, I'm from Jersey. This is like when young Jersey Guido sort of did that thing.
Yeah, you're probably waxing your chest too.
No, but I was still against it though. I'm like, I don't want it. There's nothing. You know that really never grew back?
You have permanent waxed eyebrows?
Like, no, like they never really grew back the same way. True story. So my thought here is, if you shave it, I don't even know if they're going to come back the right way.
All right, speaking of which,
I'd still do it.
You take a lot of pride in your hair. Covino, sure, best hair in radio. Would you shave your head for a championship?
Shave.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, and I'll tell you why. The hair grows back. But you know what else remains? The memory remains. The memory and feeling of winning and victory. The Yankees dynasty in the early 90s really set up a great foundation for that strut in my step. It gave me that confidence. That's the beauty of a winning team. That's why Cubs fans always had this lovable loser mentality. It sort of forms your personality. When the Yankees were winning, when I was a young man, it made me feel like a winner. I chose to root for a winner. It gave me that edge. Like, you don't know what it's like to win and celebrate at the parade. You don't know. I did. It gives you confidence. So if you're going to tell me all I got to do is shave my head to give me some false confidence to strut around with for the next few years, I'll say absolutely to that.
But like, Chris, you're a Lions fan. If I said they'll finally seal the deal, they're going to go on a run now, win the Super Bowl as a wild card, and it's going to be the story of the decade. But you have to dye your hair that beautiful Lions blue color. and for a year, you have to have blue hair.
Honolulu blue.
Honolulu blue.
We set that up as a charity goal 1 year, so.
So you would
do a big Movember charity drive, and yes, I would do that. Absolutely, without blinking.
I remember we were in New Orleans when my 49ers lost to the Ravens in the Super Bowl. And I remember Covino and I going around the streets in New Orleans and asking a bunch of drunk Super Bowl goers, how long would you give up getting some booty if it meant your team won?
You could say familiar relations.
Familiar relations? That's a nice way to put it. How long would you give up familiar relations?
You really did fail that human resources test had to take, right?
Yeah, I could say booty, no? That's a fair word. How long would you give up relations with your lady? If I said, yo, you can't touch your wife or girlfriend for 6 months, but your team wins the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're a single guy. You can't swipe on Tinder, Bumble. You can't go on a date. You can't do anything. But your team wins the Super Bowl. What do you think, Ethan?
It's never been that deep. No? I love sports, but no way, Jose.
I think there are guys. That's an interesting one.
No, I'd say most people would sit out for 6 months. But
would you sit it out? 877-99 on Fox. Kavino and Rich in.
Well, based on our research, because we did pose this question, I would say 90% of the drunken buffoons out there who hadn't seen their team win in a while were like, yeah, I'd give it up for 6 months.
I mean, if you're married with little kids, 6 months really a long time? The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is a test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And your phone calls and feedback next. What would you give up? Be realistic and, hey, throw a random one at us. Throw us a random would you give up blank or do this if it meant your team won the Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl, the World Series, the NBA title. What would you do as a fan? We'll take your calls and feedback next. Kavino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yeah. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. It's a Friday, last Friday of 2022.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, if you dig our show, please check us out Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. on the West. And if you really dig our show, we also do a Patreon. Just search Kavino and Rich or Kavino and Rich on social media. Kavino and Rich in real life. Steve Kavino, Rich Davis in Los Angeles. I'm in my hometown of Union, New Jersey, visiting the family, having fun with you guys. Thank you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. A few reminders, though, this hour, Rich is taking you to Teaser Town.
No, I have all your bets. I have all your bets lined up. I'm looking at the point spreads, and this week is designed for the teaser bet. Even if you think that's a sucker bet, a lot of people are like, teaser bets, those are sucker bets. I promise you, I feel like I'm at a 75% clip with teaser bets this year. Some people hate them. I love them. I know some people will say, why not just do like money line parlays? Trust me on the teaser bet. We'll break it down in a little bit.
So Teaser Town and Weekend Hobnobbing, your must-watch TV, movies, TV shows, and, of course, games this weekend. And Monday, when we're back to normal, just a quick reminder to join us here on Fox Sports Radio, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. on the West, because we'll do a little things that made you go, your observations from week 17 of the NFL.
Can't wait.
All right, so we do that every Monday. Be sure to join us. Again, we're at Covino and Rich right now, 877-99 on Fox. How bad do you want your team to win? What would you do for a victory, Super Bowl? Not a Klondike bar, a championship.
What would you do for a championship? What would you do?
You know, before we go to the phones and before we do this, I do want to ask Ethan, because you heard Lohenkron earlier. Ethan Miller is in for Danny G, and Ethan's our resident Eagles fan. I mean, how bad do you want to win this weekend? I mean, do you rest Hurts or Minshew? They're still up in the air about that.
You gotta rest Hurts, and you gotta trust Minshew Mania.
It's running wild.
Yeah.
Are they playing games again, little reindeer games again, Rich? Like, is it obvious that they're just going to rest Hurts? There's no point in playing them.
I mean, you got to win one of the final two to secure the division, which they will do. But
we're not losing they're not losing against the Saints this weekend.
If you can't beat the Saints to secure the one seed, then there's problems.
I just got to feed the ball to Miles Sanders. That's what they haven't been doing. And they do that. Everybody take their over this weekend and thank me on Monday.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hey, you can throw in your bets when we do Teaser Town. Couple things going on. We're taking random phone calls about NFL Week 17. And I did pose the question, how bad do you want your team to win? And then, if you guys have any, like, hey, would you take a Super Bowl victory if you had to do blank? Now, Spot, you had a good one off the air.
Here's an interesting angle. Most people have multiple alliances across sports. So, like, Rich, you're a 49ers fan and you're a Mets fan.
Yeah.
To see the Mets win the World Series, would you say, like, the 49ers were just terrible for the next 10 years? Like, they barely won a game for the next 10 years.
I'm starved for a championship for any of my teams, so I think I'll say yes. I would take a Niners Super Bowl or a Mets World Series, even if it meant the other team stinking. Like, Ethan, would you take an Eagles Super Bowl if I told you the Phillies were going to be the basement of the NL East for the next decade?
I wouldn't, because we won a Super Bowl in 2017, and my dog's name was Utley growing up, so I'm a big Phillies fan.
You need the Phillies. Fair enough. All right, let's go to you guys. We'll start with Ken in Lancaster. What's up, Ken?
Just first off, I'm 61. My wife is about to turn 60. So if you're going to take cuddling away from us in regards to actual, real, honest to God, it changes the parameters of the question, just to let you know. So you might want to change your question in regards to the age of the people. Because if you told me that we couldn't lay together on the couch and talk about what our day was, that would be something completely different. Mm-hmm. What I really called in for, and I'm a Ravens fan, and I keep hearing people talk about this huge Monday night game. You know, if the Ravens win on Sunday or lose, and the Bengals win on Monday or lose, it's the next week's game that matters.
Oh, yeah. People, I think because Lamar Jackson's out and because the Ravens they've been winning games they need to win, but not convincingly. I think the radar, under the radar is where your Ravens are. They really are, because There's a way that very quickly they can win the division and Cincinnati doesn't. It is wild when you think about how we're not even thinking that's a possibility.
Bring up Cowboy fans. You have no prayer of winning with Barry Switzer being in the Ring of Honor and Jimmy Johnson not. They're jinxed. I jinxed them 17 years ago when I visited that Ring of Honor and saw that hypocrisy, and if you don't think my jinxes matter, I jinxed a gentleman named Mike Mussina who left the Orioles and went to the Yankees, and when he did, I said the Yankees will never, ever, ever win a World Series until he's done, and you know what they did after he retired?
They won a World Series.
He still got his 20th victory. He was Mr. Almost. He won 20 games with the Yankees. He put up good numbers, and he still made the Hall of Fame.
Don't get on Ken's bad side.
Beat it with your jinx.
No, you want to be jinxed by Ken?
I don't want to.
No, Ken. Just Ken's my favorite caller.
I'm just kidding, Ken.
Manuel in Cali. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, CNR.
Good morning.
Hey, man, I'm going to take it a little different. You know, I'm a diehard Washington fan, Commanders, whatever you want to call them. I mean, but it's Commanders now. I'm going to do something a little different. I'd give back if my team won a championship. If they won a championship, I'd monitor one day a week the parking lots at Costco and to
you're saying that you, for a Commanders championship, a Super Bowl win, you'd volunteer at the most annoying places on earth, like a Costco parking lot.
Yeah, I'd go to a Costco parking lot and put away carts for those annoying. And I also, at the same time, wanted to add to the list of most annoying people, the people that don't put their carts away when they're three stalls away from the cart corral.
Bad characteristics.
That's annoying.
Yo, based on that conversation from last hour, the people you don't trust, I got a great one. Mike hit us up in Cincinnati, and he says he doesn't trust people that wear winter Scullies in the summer for fashion.
Yeah, or people that back in their car.
Oh, yeah, people that back in unnecessarily to parking spots.
I don't trust you, and you think you're better than
me. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
All right, Aaron in Wisconsin. What's up, Aaron?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
No, anytime, man. What's up?
So just like you guys said, like growing up, loving the Cubs as much as I did, like it defined like who I was, and like I just needed a win so bad.
Yeah.
And they came back from the 3-1 down, and then Rajah Davis hit the home run to tie the game in the ninth, I think it was, and then a rain delay came right after that, and I just started bawling. Like my friends were like scared of how hard I was crying, and at that point I would have done pretty much anything. I was a GM at a restaurant at that point, and some people wanted to watch the Badger game instead of the World Series, and I just flat out told them, like, no, like, you can go somewhere else.
So, yeah, you're that passionate. And, man, that was a tough one for you guys. Hank in...
And by the way, Rajah Davis, Rich's cousin.
Yeah, my cuz. Naples, what's going on? Hank, how are you, bud?
Hey, what's up, boys? How's it going?
We're good, man. What's on your mind?
I'm married 40 years, so I've given up booty for a year for not even a sniff of the playoffs. So, well, another year? What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Sniff of the playoffs.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Hank from New York. All right, Covino and Rich. Now, can I take you guys to Teaser Town? Is that possible? Do you want to hear the bets? Yo, if you want to play some Funky Town in the background, let's do it.
Here we go.
Get Teaser Town going. By the way, the exit right after Flavor Town, right? Where Guy Fieri lives?
Right after Flavor Town.
Teaser Town. Now, if you're not a gambler and you don't know how teaser bets work, you could play with 6 points for two different games. You could adjust the point spread or the over-under by 6 points. There's other ones, but we'll keep it with 6-point teasers. That's for the amateurs that don't know the gambling world. I know there's plenty.
It's kind of like a video game. It's like your allotted amount of points. Do you use it for speed, power, or agility?
Are you making the underdog a bigger underdog? Are you taking the favorite's points down and making them less of a favorite? I like the teaser bet. Again, a lot of people say sucker bet. I disagree because if the points line up the right way, like I'll show you, this week is pretty designed for some great teaser bets. We're going to start with the Lions. Perfette, your dudes, they're playing the Bears. They're 6-point favorites. You take that from 6 to a pick 'em. You just need the Lions to beat the Bears, which you'd imagine with the urgency that Detroit's feeling right now, they could be in that inner win game week 18 against the Packers. So I'd love the Lions in a pick 'em against the Bears. So let's go Lions, pick 'em, and team that up with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 12.5-point favorites over the Broncos. Mr. Unlimited. And the Broncos, they're very limited. The Chiefs need the win simply for the long shot of Buffalo losing and then becoming the one seed. So Kansas City.
Patrick Mahomes here. Safe to say I got this one. Continue, carry on. I'm good. I agree.
I think you do, Patrick. So,
but hold on. I do want to know from Perfett, though. I mean, is it that clear cut that Detroit is going to just straight up beat them?
I don't think it's clear cut, Chris, but when
it's
you
pretty,
say
it's pretty even match.
It's an
even,
but I
because you said
hard to get
a
hard to get a gauge after they, you know, get run over by 300 yards by the Panthers.
Yeah.
And now they got to play a quarterback like Justin Fields who's just going to run.
So we shall see, but I do like the Lions in a pick 'em with Kansas City. Take that from -12.5. They need to beat the lowly Broncos by a touchdown, -6.5. So Lions
make that two touchdowns.
Oh, so you're gonna win
by two. My prediction now, we win by two touchdowns.
Oh, so you like to bet without even a teaser. So Lions pick 'em, Chiefs -6.5. Lock that two-team teaser in. Now we're going to go Dolphins. They are 2.5-point underdogs to the Patriots. Both teams need this win for playoff hope, right? I like the Dolphins plus 8.5. Take that from a 2.5-point underdog to an 8.5-point underdog. You may not win the game. Maybe the Patriots win. But if the Patriots win, this is a field goal game. This is a touchdown game at most. A division rival. You know, week 17, both teams need it. I love the Dolphins getting more than a touchdown in a teaser. So Dolphins plus 8.5. And another team that's in the playoffs, but they're playing a bad team. I can't see the Colts winning. So I'm just going Giants. They're 5.5, 6-point favorites against the Colts. I just like the Giants winning. You tease that down to a pick 'em. So Dolphins plus 8.5, Giants pick 'em. Lock those two in together. Another okay. teaser bet winner. And Ethan, your Eagles, 6.5-point favorites against the Saints.
Make
that minus half a point. Eagles just need to win. Essentially a pick 'em. So I like the Eagles over the Saints. And team that up with the Vikings. I think Green Bay's got a real shot to win this game. But Green Bay's 3.5-point favorites. I like the Vikings getting 9.5. So Vikings plus 9.5. Eagles minus half a point. And that these seem all automatic, which means they'll probably all lose. But doesn't that sound like a great bet?
Yeah, choo-choo. I'm on the train. Here I come.
Yo, Eagles minus half a point. Just have to beat the Saints and Vikings plus 9.5. So lock that in. And as far as straight bets, I know you were saying you like the over in the Eagles game.
Well, yeah, I do like the overs in the Eagles game. A lot of people don't, but just feeling a high-scoring game.
Over-unders, to me, I feel like it's a weird thing to root for. You ever watch a game and you got the over-under, and instead of like, there's no weirder feeling than rooting for no scoring. Like, if you pick the under and the score is starting to pile on, you're just watching, like, punt. You're rooting for punts.
What is the over in the Saints-Eagles game?
Oh, let me see. Let me take it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when it's at 42. But yeah, there's nothing worse than when there's an over-under at 42 and the first two plays are 95-yard runs. And then your bet's over.
Damn it. So 42, Covino, you know, play it out in your head. If you get 24-20 Eagles, or let's say you get, you know, 31-17, you're all hitting overs here. 42, I like the over too. And you know what I do like? Just because if he doesn't win, I'd be amazed just because it's so Tom Brady of Tom Brady to win this game and just, you know, clinch even though your team sort of stinks. If they can't beat the Panthers have a great run game. But Bucks minus 3, maybe by a half a point, make it 2.5. So if the Bucks win by a field goal, you win. But Covino, would you not be a little surprised if Tom Brady can't wrap up the division against the Panthers?
Man, based on this year, I would not guarantee that.
The game's in Tampa.
It's in Tampa, and you would expect that from Tom Brady, but the past few weeks, looks just as accountable as anyone else on that team.
Yeah, even when they pull out a random win like Tom Brady's been known to do, they still don't look strong. I get it, but I do like the Bucks this weekend. All right, Covino and Rich, we will get into Weekend Hobnobbing next. Outside of the world of sports, what else should you be watching? Streaming on Netflix, Disney, Hulu, HBO Max, what are you watching? What do you need to be in the loop on? We'll get to that. And the biggest sporting event of the weekend that is a must watch. We'll get to all that next. Right here, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. It's been a fun week. The Dan Patrick hat trick. We're wrapping it up. I do want to thank the Dan Patrick show, the Dan Patrick listeners, the whole Fox Sports Radio team for all your help kicking ass with us all week. Lee, Ethan Miller, Perfett, Lowenkron. Again, happy new year to you and yours,
Isaac,
from our family, from our Fox Sports Radio family to yours. And we're at Covino and Rich if you want to check us out. And remember, we're giving away bribery balls, just trying to give back to you. If you like our show, subscribe to our podcast for free. You got to leave a nice review to qualify.
Oh, that's part of it?
Yeah, I okay. feel like there's a few people that might not be understanding the rules here.
you guys stink. Where's my football?
Yeah, you got to leave a nice review and you qualify for a Nerf football. And if you don't want it, I'm sure somebody does. Keep it in your trunk, but giving away some bribery balls. And thank you. If you missed our first hour, man, you got to listen back on the podcast today. Again, subscribe for free. Leave a review. Just search Covino and Rich. Yeah, because we talked about the return of bowling the first hour. What a conversation that was. But fun show. Thank you guys for hanging out. And that brings us to this holiday weekend of hobnobbing.
Living for the weekend.
You're winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us weekend hobnobbing.
Oh, yes. Hobnobbing is what we do best. Little watching TV, little watching streaming shows. Of course, sports, entertainment. That's what we're all about, right? I mean, what are you not doing that... You know, what do you spend most of your time doing? Probably watching the game or binging a show with, like, the wife or your girlfriend, right?
You want me to kick it off?
I want you to kick it off. What are you watching this weekend? And by the way, Perfett, Ethan, think about it. Is there something that you're watching this weekend you recommend to everyone else? Streaming, sports, you name it, think about it. What do we got, Covino?
Well, on Saturday, I'm going to check this out. Ethan, I bet Ethan, as a comedian, Ethan Miller is a comedian. And I think he'll appreciate the 2022 Best of Stand-Up on Netflix comes out on Saturday.
I'll give you a little taste of everyone.
Yeah, it's like highlights from a lot of your favorites. Even, I think, Norm MacDonald's included, because if you remember, he put out that special in 2022 after his passing. Nick Kroll, Sebastian Maniscalco, and more. That comes out on Saturday. When it comes to movies, get this, Rich. No matter how many times I see them, I never get sick of them. Sports-related and holiday-related, because I think of Rocky IV as a Christmas movie, kind of.
Okay.
All the Rockies 1-5 are re-released on Netflix for your viewing pleasure. So, you know, if you have someone in your family, maybe it's your kid or your nephew who never saw the Rockies, 1-5 on Netflix. When you have nothing to watch, that's always fun. And as far as games, based on everything we've talked about, Rich, Vikings at Green Bay seems to be the game to watch this weekend. At least for me, anyway. I watch football like I watch boxing. I like the matchups, and that's the best and most interesting matchup to me.
All right. Let me give you a couple things. In the world of comedy, I gave you the recommendation already. I liked it a lot. I didn't love it. I liked it a lot, and he's a really good dude. Tom Papa has a special on Netflix that I recommend. I like me some Tom Papa.
And he's a good dude.
And he's a really nice guy, a good friend of the show. And also on Netflix, Spot, are you down with this? I feel like everyone's telling me to watch Glass Onion.
I was going to be, that was my choice.
Tell me about it.
Well, Knives Out was the first one. This is the second one, the sequel, but it's a whole new cast with the exception of Daniel Craig. It's just a very,
It's like a murder mystery,
but like a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It's very good. The first one was great. I recommend the second one.
All right. Well, that and as far as football goes, Covino, you nailed it. I think there's a few games to watch, but I think, Dolphins, Patriots
is one.
Did Spot
say tongue-in-cheek? That sounds hot.
Yeah, tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek.
I mean, should I tell the kids to go to bed when I watch that?
Yes.
Whoa,
and,
hey.
Let me give you something to watch that one of our buddies hit us up with. People know that I love dumb reality television. Our buddy Jamie in Boston said, if you guys love dumb shows like Too Hot to Handle and The Bachelor and Love is Blind, mm-hmm. he said Peacock has a show where it's couples in their 40s that have been together a long time and things are stale. They put them in houses with hot 20-year-olds
yeah.
and see if there's some type of bonding or camaraderie or weird connections. It's called, let's see here. Damn it.
It's called Cheating on Your Wife.
Love of Ages. Can 40-year-olds bond with 20-year-old hot singles? So, a weird thought, right? Would you be able to bond with a hot 20-year-old if you were single? Again, that's on Peacock. Love of Ages, if you want some trash.
I'm pretty sure I did that in real life when I was single.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to add?
Those were all good choices. There is a show, if you haven't seen it, it's old, but Ozark. I just finished that.
Unbelievable. Love Ozark. Covino is the bozo that watched the first episode. You know, sometimes you watch the first episode of a show and you're sort of tired, and you can't let that be the judge. He's like, I watched the first episode, no thanks. Ozark is fantastic.
College football playoffs, too.
College football playoffs. Anything from you, Profet?
I'm a bit of a soccer dork. Brighton Hove and Albion is on the 31st, last Premier League game of 2022, and I think it'll be New Year's Day over there, maybe? No, wait. I got my times right. Either way, I'm watching that game.
I'll tell you what.
Arsenal's at the top of the leaderboard in the Premier League, but holding on just slightly because there's a guy named Erling Haaland, Norwegian, who's just scoring at an unbelievable clip for Manchester City coming up right behind him.
I'll tell you what, I'm not BSing you. I'm going to write that down because I feel like the World Cup got me. You know, this past World Cup might have been the tipping point where I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll watch too. You know what? I really was digging the World Cup.
Well, if that final didn't get you, nothing will.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's new movies coming out, streaming, White Noise, new series, Alpha Males. But are you doing The Rock and Eve, Rich? Which one are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching Anderson Cooper getting all plastered with Andy Cohen. I'll switch back and forth. And I think you always got to watch New Year's Eve. So enjoy. We'll see you guys back here on Monday. And thanks for Dan Patrick for letting us fill in. Arrivederci, baby.
Happy New Year. See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.